The speaker dial is up now, which we had down because I always thought that was just like the studio monitors. Is that helping? Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello, world.
I think we're on now.
Welcome to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda. A bit of a fun episode tonight. Amanda's here, no Jenny, and this is Anya.
And this is Peter, and what we bring to the table is technical chaos.
Thank you.
And
stress.
Hot takes and right. Stress.
Stress, 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 stress.
Hot takes around...
apologies for that technical...
This is community radio.
Please.
This is volunteer programming. This is us doing what we... The best that we can every single
it
day.
It is. I don't know why that was the speaker's knob, because that's supposed to be for those guys. But
Sometimes it's for those guys, and it's also for those other guys.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, this thing looks like a plane cockpit. Okay?
Yeah.
This mixer?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and we're barely authorized to use this. The fact that they let us near these buttons is wild.
I know. So for those of you listening...
I think you just have to like take a class to be a pilot, right?
Right, we saw that on the rehearsal.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is TV, which is not what we're talking about.
We're talking about movies.
Actually.
That's right. All right. So since you guys could not hear us before,
let's start from the top, shall we?
Should we start from the top?
I don't mind at all. That was just a dry run for us.
Let's bang through the movie times.
I'm glad
the
movie. Actually,
yeah, I don't think we will the first time.
No. We are gonna tell you guys all about, as we usually do at the top of the show of Dim the Lights. We're gonna tell you about what's playing in the theaters in our area, and I'll start by telling you about what's playing at the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, which is still open. We still have a couple more weeks and months to go before the drive-in closes for the season. Yes. So on screen one, there are four screens, and it's both a double feature on all of them.
Quadplex, if you will.
Yeah, so true. All right. So on screen one, we have The Toxic Avenger, unrated, and him.
Ooh.
Screen two, Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, and Bad Guys 2. Screen three, The Conjuring, Last Rites, and Weapons. And screen four, The Strangers, Chapter 2, and The Long Walk. Find out more at highwaydriveinny.com. That's HIWAYdriveIn.com.
And I'm here to tell you about the movies playing at Upstate Films, who now have three locations. WGXC Underwriters always coming out on top. I'm going to start with the Star Cinema in Rhinebeck. You've got, and of course, just give me 1 minute for that to pull up.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's not there.
That's in Rhinebeck, you said.
That's right. Napoleon Dynamite, One Battle After Another, Rebel with a Clause, Lurker, and the Baltimoreans in Upstate Midtown in Kingston, which is their new location. Congratulations to them.
That's in Midtown. Right?
That is in Midtown.
Midtown.
It simply won't come up for me. Give me one second.
Do you want me to tell you about what's playing at the community theater while you're pulling?
Oh, you got it. At the Orpheum in Saugerties, let me jump ahead. Strange Journey, The Story of Rocky Horror, One Battle After Another, Halloween, Housing in the Hudson Valley, Sun Ra, Do the Impossible, Billy Joel, and So It Goes, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, Little, Big and Far, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, Garlic is as Good as 10 Mothers, Love Me Tonight, Downton Abbey, The Grand Finale, and Weapons. And then I'm jumping back to...
And you once again said that was in Midtown Kingston, correct?
That one is at the Orpheum in Saugerties. And then in the Midtown Kingston, which is their brand new screen, Linda, 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 Orwell 2 plus 2 equals 5, One Battle After Another, All About My Mother, and a series that is on the Hispanic Heritage Month Film Showcase. You can find out more at upstatefilms.org.
Amazing.
Also, if you find yourself in Wyndham, the Wyndham area, at the Wyndham Movie Theater Triplex, you could go see, for instance, Downton Abbey Great Finale, The Great Finale.
Oh.
You could also see Demon Slayer : Infinity Castle. They're also playing a little flick called Gabby's Dollhouse. And hold on tight for that one, folks, because that is what they say on the poster. Hold on tight. Gabby's Dollhouse.
Is that a children's movie?
Yeah.
Poster-wise, I could tell, yes.
It's true, but they trick you sometimes.
And then, of course, they're playing Bold, Beautiful Journey. While you're there at the movie theater, feel free to partake of Carvel, a Subway sandwich, or potentially a Maine-style lobster bake.
Yep. Is this... At the theater or just
nearby?
Yeah,
in the same building.
It's actually in
there's
the seats.
An
they
Airbnb
to
upstairs. There's it's a combination Carvel Subway, like we used to have in Hudson.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And last time I was there was also a couple arcade games.
That's beautiful.
And maybe even a laundromat, too.
I thought Peter Amanda, was calling
a great place to find more details about that would be WyndhamTheater.com. That's Windham, like the deli meat. And
that you could get at the Subway
the
sandwich.
Element. It's like the element and the deli meat. And then theater. WyndhamTheater.com.
Amazing. All right. Let's talk about what's playing at the community theater just a couple doors down the street here on Main Street in Catskill. Newly reopened. We're so excited. Sanatorium Under the Sign of the Hourglass, Toy Story, The Killing of a Chinese Bookie, and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Head on over, if you would, to communitytheaterny.com to find out more.
Mm.
Gorgeous.
All right. What else we got?
I believe we also have some listings from TSL in Hudson, Time and Space Limited. They're playing a film called A Savage Art, which is about the life and cartoons of Pat Oliphant. And that's playing from Friday the 26th all the way to Monday the 29th. Check timeandspace.org for details.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Story Screen on Fairview Avenue, the three-screen theater that's right next to the Burger King. We have Him, Downton Abbey, the grand finale, and The History of Sound, as well as a bunch of repertory screenings, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Sneakers, A Nightmare on Elm Street 2, The Birds, and I'm also doing karaoke there on Sunday, September 28th.
One could go there if they wanted a good
one
time.
One could go if they wanted to have a great time and sing some karaoke on the big screen. Yeah. Find out more.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
We live in the best place.
The chairs are so comfortable. They got snacks and
drinks. Oh, the chairs.
And you'll
good.
Be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like what you're hearing now, imagine seeing it in person.
It's so fun.
Leading
it's
you on
so
a karaoke
fun.
Night of your dreams.
Find out more at storyscreenpresents.com. And then also, you guys have more?
No, it's just, you.
All right.
It's you.
All right. Let's head on over to the other theater that's a little further down Fairview Avenue in Hudson.
The Multiplex.
Exactly. Spotlight Theater. All right. We got a lot of movies. Here we go. Him, Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle, Downton Abbey Grand Finale, Spinal Tap 2, The Long Walk, The Conjuring Last Rites, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, The Senior, Howl's Moving Castle, Toy Story, Gabby's Dollhouse, The Movie, One
Hold
Battle
on
After
butts.
Another, Strangers Chapter 2, Caught Stealing, Spider-Man 3, 2, and 1.
I love that it's listed reverse order.
I know.
Is it intended
I actually
that you watch
just,
it that way?
We'll get into this. I just rewatched Spider-Man 2 because it's so good.
I cannot wait to hear more.
Find out more at spotlighttheater.com, and you can select the Hudson location from their location menu.
Gorgeous.
All right. So tonight, because I guess we missed introducing you guys, I'm Amanda. Jenny's not here. Jenny's snorkeling in the Azores.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. There's not a lot of
snorkeling
things,
in the Azores.
That's what I say. Yeah. There's not a lot of things that are better than sitting here at WGXC and getting to be on your local community radio
it's
station,
so
but that is better.
I know.
So
it's I know.
Actually,
just knowing.
Well, actually,
it's 50-50.
It's better. I think this is better.
Okay, I'm having more fun than I would if I was in the Azores right now with Jenny. No problem.
Underwater?
I mean, the only thing that would make it more fun is if Jenny was also here.
That would also be great.
That's
or
the
if
only
we were all
thing
snorkeling
that would make it
say
fun
that,
at the same
say
time.
Say that, Amanda.
Yeah. But
love you, Jenny. Hope you're having a great
stead,
time.
In Jenny's stead, we have Peter and Anya from Rock and Roll Radio Show, also an amazing show here on the WGXC airwaves, as
That's
well
right.
as The Love Motel.
That's right.
Which Anya and I do together.
You guys thought that we only listen to music, but we've actually watched movies
we've
before, too.
We've branched out.
They
yeah.
watch movies, too. So we got on a group chat and mm-hmm. we figured out a movie theme.
How did we land here? Oh, we landed here because I thought we were doing this October 23rd. And I was like, we need to do something
You were
kind
also
of spooky.
So patient because I really am like, you guys pick. And then like you presented me some options and I was like, not those. And then,
no, you said we'll
I
do
felt,
those later.
I felt particularly like not a great like a collaborator or even friend because there was like a lot of text that went by.
You were busy
that I
at
didn't,
work.
I didn't really read, and I was like, what about
part? It's a group
and then
text.
I saw, like,
that's
what's,
what happened.
What's the,
no,
what's
I'm not
the...
taking that well at all.
And then I responded, and then, of course, after that, I read all the way back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my. Like, you,
here's
you
what I'll say.
You suggested Ghost Story thinking that it would be deeper in the fall. And it is actually 2 days into fall right now. So you
were... Wow, congratulations
no, and it's
on
like,
us. That's
it's,
true.
I get so excited about October. I'm always
yeah.
jumping
right,
the
right,
gun,
right.
watching the spooky
right,
stuff
right.
ahead of time. And we were trying to think about, like... Think about it as a Love Motel collab. We've done music. We've had a
Rock and Roll Radio
guest
show crossover.
Show,
yeah.
yeah, crossover yeah. episode before where we did music
I think that
movies.
Was the number one most broadcasted show on WJC. Is that right?
The numbers were off the chart. The Nielsen system broke down because it couldn't count that high.
Right.
Because the ratings were through the roof.
Yeah.
Through the roof.
For that last collaboration.
I mean, that's what always happens for crossover episodes.
Of course, people love
like
it.
The X-Files.
Jets and Flintstones.
Sweeps week. We should do sweeps weeks here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. That's pledge drive weeks. I think it's interesting that Peter is... I think it's interesting that Peter's admitting to not having read through our chat. Because
I read it through it after the...
We ultimately ended on a theme that he picked.
Yeah, he picked it.
So congratulations to you.
Which is what?
Paranormal romance, baby.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spooky.
And sexy.
Yeah. Exactly. Listen. Everybody's got a little secret fantasy.
And you know what I love about the broadness of the suggestion is that, to your point, yes, everyone does have a freaky little fantasy, spooky little something going on.
Some more than others.
We're building a big tent tonight.
Wow, they're all welcome here.
And everyone's welcome in.
Because it's not just ghost romance. It's not alien boyfriends, which is an episode that we've done before. It's not anything specific. It's just... You know, who are you lusting after from the other side?
Everyone's dreamt about smooching a vampire. That's not even what we're talking about. Like, I'm sure it's more particular.
You know,
You at home. Like everything.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is you're welcome.
You at home, clap along. Give us a big shout. Let us hear you in the streets.
Yeah.
If you too have dreamt of kissing a vampire.
I mean, for it's vampires for some people. Mm-hmm. Not for me. It's a little basic.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little vanilla, the vampire.
It's pretty vanilla.
Or is it a little... blood.
Really good.
A little vanilla.
I just realized that I just realized that the first time I ever saw Peter in my life, you were dressed as a vampire.
I think you and I did one of the best stage bits I've ever done in my life.
I fell in love with
you.
That
was the year that I was a werewolf cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of blood. I don't remember how I tied it in. Because I made jokes about my period for the first time, like a moon cycle.
And I was like, I think I said, like, my favorite time of the month.
So good.
That's really good. You got to be bringing that back this year.
That's a guy.
Yeah.
That vampire.
Yeah.
That's a fetish.
I mean,
for sure.
So, you know, I'm not a vampire girl, but I'm more of a werewolf girl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Big hairy guy.
Yeah.
Big
hairy guy is kind of my thing.
Wow.
You know?
It's so funny that,
only a special girl can tame the beast.
Oh,
you know what
totally.
I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Okay, we'll
But also that, interesting to think about, it is the most accessible one.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're not going to be an immortal bloodsucker. You could just be a hairy guy.
Yeah. It's true.
It's like, it's very accessible, of the creature paranormal romances available to people I would really like someone to be attracted to me who is into this. A big hairy guy is very accessible.
That's
true.
That's one you can have here in reality.
True. And there's also not there's a lot of big serious decisions to make when you're getting involved with a vampire. Somebody's going to live forever. Yeah. Are you going to go for it?
Communication. Yeah. And that's what relationships are all about.
Exactly. Exactly.
True.
You got to be able to talk it out. Where do we see this going? Are we on the same page?
Exactly.
You don't have to be.
Do you want to be immortal too? You're going to have to be dead. Do you want to be undead?
Yeah, my movie had that too.
All
right. Just so you know.
Well, I'm dying. I'm dying to hear what you watched.
Yeah, my movie had that too. So how do we do this?
All right. So maybe we'll just go down the line. Peter is sitting the furthest to my left. You want to tell me about the movies or start with one of the movies?
I'm good to start with because I watched one that is essentially two.
Okay.
And what I was thinking about, so if I may, paranormal romance, the first question we all have is the same, right?
What is paranormal?
Just say what's on my mind.
How do they do it?
Sex
on you.
Okay.
S-E-S.
Sorry, just clarifying. Listeners at home.
When I'm saying they...
they can't see your hand.
Because that's the part...
So
I think when I said, how do they do it? It was pretty clear. But
could be anything.
Sure. I'll clarify it. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. So let's be explicit.
My first question in a paranormal romance situation is that, whether it's a... the credits could come up, and I could have seen the trailer and be like, oh, this is a love story between a robot and a person.
But are they going to get it on?
The question isn't whether.
It's how.
It's in the logic of the story.
Yeah.
Even in a PG-13, not a movie where we're going to see these two...
Go at
it.
We're going to have to address at some point.
Yeah.
These people are in love, and sometimes part of love is physical love.
Yeah.
And It's interesting to me how all of these paranormal films address it, but in particular, one film remade Wings of Desire.
I watched the same movie.
Did you?
Yes.
And then City of Angels.
I watched the same
okay.
movies. Okay.
So.
Peter, I watched the same movies.
I. So. okay.
That's,
I,
luckily, we're going to have to.
I started Wings of Desire last night, and I just got home from a trip, and it was too late. The credits started, and I was like, this is too good for
it's
me to start
to,
watching
yes.
at 10. It's in been fact, on my list forever, and City of Angels I had to buy, so I didn't
it
watch.
It is the first.
I have it. I have a week
okay.
transfer, because I also didn't want to buy it.
Yeah.
Because I asked someone to send it to me.
It is
yeah. the
first.
Because I hadn't seen it since I was a child.
You bought it on DVD.
I bought it on DVD of the airwaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. The DVD of
wink,
the, that
wink.
Exists in the sky.
Yeah.
Peter, that's so funny.
Let's do it.
Does this happen to you guys a lot?
Yep.
Oh.
So,
I'm so excited
it's,
for us.
No, that's what the excitement
that's,
of surprising each other.
I mean, like that. I mean,
I have so much to say.
I have very little to say.
Oh,
let's
and
go.
What I have to say about it is, okay.
So wait, can I quickly, because I got
course,
too excited and I steamrolled over your
no,
announcement.
No, please.
For those listening at home, Peter and I, and almost Amanda, watched City of Angels, the 1998 film with Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan,
which is a remake,
I will put in big quotation marks,
loose.
Of a Wim Wenders movie from 1988.
Yeah, something like this.
Called Wings of Desire.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Here's what I prepared for it. The Wim Wenders movie is a very good movie.
really good stuff from Peter out the gate. Yeah.
Really, yep. really good.
It's really, really good.
so, you absolute.
Also, it's... In a way, a very sexy movie.
Okay.
So here's the premise. So the basic premise of both Wings of Desire and City of Angels are that they're angels.
Yeah.
Start there.
Right.
Who
just
are
like
watching
dogma.
The world.
Yep.
With a compassionate kind of like very interesting kind of spin on angels where they're not intervening per se, but they're watching the world unfold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of the beauty of the initial... Vim Vendors. I've got my V's and W's. Like,
sure,
I was
sure.
so scrambled in the bit of what I was just doing.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's hard
yeah.
to
yeah. It's an incredible
to
bit,
in City of Angels.
yeah, let's
in
not.
City of Angels, like, it's very much like, oh, there's this compassionate viewing, but there's no touching.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in City of Angels, it's the first question is like, well, something's going to happen here.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
And how soon?
How soon? And how is the logic of the movie going to say that Meg Ryan and Nicolas Cage are going to have a lovemaking scene?
Yeah. 100%, yes.
And what I think is critical to all paranormal romances is two questions. How are they going to do it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is the romance, I'm hideous, do not look at me, or it's, I'm so tantalizing.
Yeah, like I've never
sure.
seen it's a creature more beautiful.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure, sure.
Dracula's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know.
Yeah.
I've been
or
locked in the castle.
The sparkling.
Like, oh, I have come to your...
yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah, so those are kind of the three things that I think are going on in all paranormal romance movies.
Well, and then sure. maybe like, how's it going to work out in the end? Like when it's like a...
Which I
when
think...
it's not just like a paranormal... movie with SEX. It's
right.
also a romance.
Right.
So I feel like the end of the movie is like, what are we going to do about this?
In some
right,
ways, I think
they can't live happily ever after, can they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're asking the three-dimensional question of how are they going to do it?
Yeah.
Emotionally. Like, sure,
sure,
we'll figure
they,
it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's
gonna
true.
It.
How
are
they
going
to do it in
gap?
Multiple
right.
ways?
I've been alive for 2,000 years.
do I have
I'm
to go back
ghost?
To heaven?
Do I, like, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I got tonight. I watched
I have
those
a question.
Two movies
for
you, Peter.
Yeah.
Had you seen City of Angels before?
So,
the movie
that's a great question.
That made the song Iris by Goo Goo Dolls famous.
Also,
okay, let,
yeah, I, both soundtrack
yeah,
movies
yeah.
in a way.
I'll just,
well,
I'll just pull that up to play
two,
at the end of the show.
There's two songs on the soundtrack that debuted on that soundtrack.
Oh, what's the other one?
Iris by Goo Goo Dolls, one of the best songs they've made. Like they
I don't know
people.
Any other Goo Goo Dolls songs.
No, sorry, I didn't mean
it's
they.
The one they made.
I meant like they, like people. Like that
oh,
we've
oh,
made.
Yes.
they, the humans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
our,
like
we've made
from
some,
Human History Record.
Yes.
Like one
and
the, okay.
Uninvited by Alanis Morissette, which was her first song after Jagged Little Pill.
Oh,
which
wow.
is a wonderful song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, fantastic yeah. soundtrack. Had you seen it? Had you seen it?
I've still never seen it. I didn't watch either of these.
But you hadn't seen it as a child.
No.
Because I watched it a lot
and
as a
child. I specifically wanted to watch City of Angels because I hear it's a kind of mid movie, and it was going to pair perfectly to the other movie I watched, which I'm not going to tell you about until we're.
No, I think this I is mean, maybe.
I'm going to tell you about segue. After.
I think you should. I think
you want me to tell you right now?
I think we're talking about it all at once. All
right. So the first movie I watched, terrible movie. Never seen it. Meet Joe Black.
Oh, he does the patois. He does the patois.
Yeah. No,
right?
Like,
he does like a crazy
accent. For those
accent.
Of you who have not seen the movie Meet Joe Black, starring Brad Pitt and that beautiful
prime,
woman
by
with
the way.
Absolutely
and
no
that beautiful
charisma.
Man. Right. Who's,
hold on. I'll find the year. Yeah. And
I will say, I mean, truly peak. Brad Pitt and he's in the famous scene being that he speaks
I know the scene so well.
I know I've never
I
seen
could.
The movie.
So
yeah.
There's well that's again
so shall we?
People who have not seen it if they know it because that has circulated on the internet yeah. where Meet Joe Black starring Brad Pitt, he's the angel of death, which is why I wanted to watch City of
right.
Angels because
right.
I was like, oh, this is perfect pairing.
Not my
usual stuff where I want to see a big hairy guy
sure.
come out of the woods and we make love.
Right. But, let's see how Hollywood does this.
Yeah. I'm like, let's see this kind of goofy angle to it. And Meet Joe Black is death personified. Brad Pitt in the beginning of the movie is just a regular guy who dies in a very funny car crash.
The looking back, there's also kind of an extended look back and forth with that beautiful actor who has the not so exciting eyes. You were saying
Claire Forlani, she's absolutely beautiful and like
nothing going
as
on.
As Jenny might say, a black hole of charisma.
Oh.
Yeah,
sorry,
she's
Claire.
Absolutely beautiful,
but she's doing fine. She's probably living
she's
in a house
fine.
In the hills. She's
so
fine.
Her name is Susan.
Money in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And in the beginning of the movie, she's the daughter of a very, very rich man, Anthony Hopkins, rich businessman, and she's a doctor. And she meets this charming young man, Brad Pitt, in a coffee shop. They have a little flirt. She's in like an unhappy relationship.
Mm.
Whatever. They have a great time. They talk. Wait, like for meeting a stranger in a coffee shop, he's like, I don't know. Oh, sorry. What's wrong with this woman? She's like so attracted to him. And he immediately they meet and he's like, I'm looking for the woman I'm going to marry. So forward. I don't know. It's anyways, they part ways and he gets hit by a car and death uses this opportunity to use his body to come down to earth and experience life as a human for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he would use Brad Pitt's body
shows back
too.
Up in her life. Because Anthony Hopkins is about to die of a heart attack and death shows up and he's like, listen, I'll make you a deal. You can hang out a little longer as long as I get to hang out with you and experience. I'm going on holiday as a human. I'm going to hang out. So he posts up at his house and Claire Forlani, Susan, comes back. They come back into each other's lives. She, of course, thinks that he's the man that she met at the coffee shop. But
right, she has no idea.
Essentially like a new baby because he's never been human.
Right.
Right.
So it has that.
There's that.
Which I think
in
this
City
is
of
part
Angels.
Of the kink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is
yeah, yeah.
part
that's
of the
what,
kink.
That's
oh,
the
he's
part
a little
that was
baby.
Crazy.
Yes.
That was crazy
it's
in
the,
City
like,
of Angels
this
as well.
Is like a
Whoa.
Dangerous thing that needs my help.
Like in City of Angels, there's a moment where she's like, can you feel that? And you're just like, okay, so like essentially that's like a 5-year-old.
Yeah. No.
Sorry.
When they...
Like that's... He hasn't been an angel for that long, so he hasn't even exist. Like his brain's not.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, it's when they have their sex scene in the movie.
Yeah.
Afterwards, she's like, I love making love to you. It feels like making love to someone who's never made love before.
And that is someone's kink and good for them.
Huh.
And I just thought.
Really? Is that who's good at it?
It's like,
no.
It's but so crazy.
And those came out around the same time, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, which is why I was like,
there was like a cultural moment
pairing.
Where we were like.
And then I didn't want to pay $3.57 or whatever.
Right. Well, you have to be able to rent from the DVD library in the sky.
Yeah.
I do want to watch it. And again, to be clear, there is a scene where Brad Pitt does a really bad Jamaican accent.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. That's where this was all leading is because he's the angel of death. this scene is supposed to show you that because he is this omnipotent, omnipresent thing, he can speak any language and be understood by anybody who might be breathing their last breath.
So we're in the writer's room and we're thinking,
they were like,
what's the culture?
We'll not have him speak a different language. Yeah. We're not just going to have him speak Hindi
or French.
We're just going to have him do, what is the?
The patois, Jamaican patois, I believe.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, to your point, it's like, we're writing a movie.
It could be
like, we're making it up as we go.
Yeah,
could be Icelandic.
He could in that scene have known any language of the person who was about to pass away.
Yeah,
yeah. You could have had a scene because, okay, so she, once again, Susan, Claire Forlani's character, is a doctor. So he visits her.
Also, and Meg
in the
Ryan's
hospital.
Character is a doctor.
Meg Ryan is also a doctor in City of Angels. That's correct. She's
what
a heart
are they
surgeon.
Doing there?
What are they doing? What it's well, because it's like death. The doctor is like, yeah, like yeah, this yeah, like yeah, angelic, yeah, yeah, special yeah. giving, whatever. So he visits her in the hospital, and there is, yeah, like an older Jamaican lady who has a tumor, and she's very ill and is in a lot of pain. She comes into the hospital, and that's when Brad Pitt does
a Jamaican accent.
A Jamaican accent.
Like a long lost ancestor.
Which is not even and a there's different language.
Multiple like, scenes. Right? Like, the scene that floats around the internet is the one, the first one that happens. There's three.
Insane.
Because
insane,
he goes insane, back insane. To visit. She's like a character.
And he can't.
Yeah.
Honestly, I bet he was like, you guys, I could learn how to speak Icelandic.
Maybe he pushed for it.
And he was like, but I have a really, really good patois.
I've
like
got a great
out.
Idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like he's in a fearless. Hospital. He, yeah. You could have had a scene where he speaks multiple languages, and that's when she's like...
Just walking down the hall. To your, yeah.
yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah, because
any
they live in New York City, I think. Like, right, so it's right, like right. an international
could be
city.
Anything. Yeah.
But instead, it's no. this.
Brad insisted.
He does that. Like, it's in like the hallway where yeah, she yeah. is. Yeah. He does. He speaks to her in the accent. Susan is like, have you spent a lot of time in the islands?
So funny. So
funny. She's like, oh.
So funny.
Yeah, it's...
She's like, I'm loving this.
Yeah.
I'm loving this. Let me take you home right now.
So there are far better examples of paranormal romance movies where the romance part of it is much more convincing to me.
Sure.
This is one of those where, again, he like... simply has no personality because he's never existed as a human before. And she is just all over it.
You know what I'm hearing from you, which is so interesting, is that even in the paranormal romance, two like kind of clinically hot people.
Yeah.
Like with zero personality. Yeah. Like still inter creature dimensional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still just not very interesting.
It's, and it could be because I've, you know, we've all seen the steamy stuff. I told you that the other movie I wanted to watch and didn't was the yucky Twilight movie. I've seen the first one.
So sure. when you said that in the...
yeah,
so,
you said yucky. And
but
I
like,
also
even
know
that is sexier.
So
and they're terrible
crazy,
movies.
So crazy movies.
The yucky Twilight movie...
There's
is,
a yucky one because they're they finally...
have SEX.
Their marriage. Okay.
As you would say.
Yeah. That is what I would say.
And they
yeah.
do that because they're married.
Yeah, because it's written
finally
by a Mormon.
Right, right, right. And then
and
they make
so,
that crazy CGI baby.
Yeah, and that's why I want to see it.
And what's
it.
Her name? It's something crazy. It's like Esmeralda. Like it's
no,
crazy.
It's even weirder than Renesmee.
Renesmee, that's the name of the baby.
It's because it's like both their mom's
that.
Names.
It's,
or, it's like
it's insane. Here's the thing. This is what I say about the Twilight movie. I'd only ever heard of it in cultural conversation. It wasn't for me. Like I was too old. You know, I wasn't really like reading books like that at
yeah.
that point. When I watched it for the first time, which was in the last 5 years, I was like, we aren't talking enough about how weird this is.
We're not talking enough about Twilight.
Yeah.
It is one of the craziest movies I've ever seen, and it is a mega, 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 mega sensational
yeah.
franchise.
When people go to bat for Twilight in a way that I'm like, yes, that's great. They're talking about like primarily young women, like young women and girls, like having access to like this exciting like sexual
yeah.
situation and desire that like is forbidden to them.
That's
and that makes
most,
it
like,
a lot more
fun part of it.
Yeah. yeah. Meet Joe Black, no, none of that.
There.
There's that isn't there. And like that's why a movie that's also not good, Twilight, rises high above
oh, sure.
Meet Joe Black.
At least something's happening there. Yeah, yeah.
There's just it's having a little more fun.
Sure.
With,
and not taking itself seriously.
Yeah.
Like I thought it's some of the goofiest stuff I've ever seen.
Yeah.
My City of Angels experience is that I loved the movie as a kid for some mm-hmm. reason. My mom and I watched it, I think, a lot. And I feel like it was like on TV a lot kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like a TNT during the day
sure.
kind of movie. I hadn't seen it in a long time. I decided to watch it. And I was like, I'm going to do a double feature with Wings of Desire, which I'd always wanted to see.
So fun.
It is unbelievable to me that someone saw Wings of Desire
and was like,
said,
I got this.
Said, I'm going to put in a lot of money and effort and time into remaking it. And what came out the other side was City of Angels.
It yeah, it's
crazy.
Wild.
You have to watch them back to back because the things they choose to recreate faithfully right. is like the outfits that the angels wear and the fact that the angels kind of live at the library.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, there's like a word
weird
for word
that they're like,
there's a
that,
word for word dialogue. Yes.
Yeah.
There's like a piece of dialogue where I'm like, that's in
no,
that's
the
in
logic
this.
Falls apart if we don't have them like in the Bauhaus library.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
There's like certain
how else would people know that it's
City of yeah. Angels being like the most melodramatic, goofiest thing. Which, like, I liked it as a kid watching it again. I was like, this is wild. And then watching Wings of Desire, which in one viewing I said, this is now my favorite movie of all time. Beautiful, meditative, spiritual movie about
has
God
Peter
and
Falk
love.
In it.
Has Peter Falk, of course, which is incredible. Every choice, every shot is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and then you guys went, why did we make
yeah.
City of Angels?
I feel
what
like there's,
happened to us?
And
my
then the
brain
Google Dolls.
Can't
and then the Google,
but then, conjure.
So it was good. It was needed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, no. I was just going to say, like, I know there's plenty of, like, needless remakes like that, and my brain can't conjure other ones right now, but there's definitely several where you see the, like, remake or loose remake of it, and you're like, really? This is...
It's yeah. just like, why? Where did this go? Where did this take this... turn.
Like, there was nothing that needed to be improved on, so what you could have done was
a faithful remake.
Either
or,
faithful
yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
just like like.
Well, an English language remake would have been just fine.
Yeah.
They didn't do that at all.
Yeah.
They made one of the craziest movies, and I think Nick Cage probably has a lot to do with it because
yeah.
I think he was like having his, like, it was like Con Air and Face Off and da-da-da,
sure.
so he wanted to do like a serious romance. But there's a point in it, and sorry to talk about this movie that you haven't seen, but
no,
now
no,
that
no,
I can
no,
talk
that's
about it
okay.
with Peter, there's a point in it where I was laughing out loud because he's like, he's an angel. It's very quiet. He's all in all these, you know, he's like walking this little girl who died like to heaven and da-da-da. It's these like poignant moments.
Yeah.
And then the whole conceit is that he realizes he falls in love with Meg Ryan. Unclear the logic of how she can see him.
Yeah.
That's never explained.
Yeah.
That's okay.
There's a moment. There's
probably
because like
she saves
a moment,
lives,
right?
Right.
Why?
Like
her.
It's the doctor thing.
It's
the
doctor
thing.
She
saves.
She can see through the veil.
She's close
she's
to
close
death.
To, yeah, okay. the veil is thin.
She works 100%.
With death. I'm on board. Yeah. I'm like suspension of disbelief. It's really fine.
Yeah.
But then he realizes that he can. You know, he meets another former angel who tells him, "Oh, you can choose to
Ooh.
Fall to earth and become mortal
right.
because he did that because he fell in love with his wife,
which is Peter Falk in Wings of Desire."
Right. Right. So
I love him so. Much.
So
yeah.
In and so Nick Cage, of course, is like 100%. I'm in love with Meg Ryan, who I will say does some of her best Meg Ryan acting in this movie, which is just looking at things wistfully. There's
yeah.
not a lot going on. She's just looking at things wistful.
Oh,
yeah.
There it is.
Kind of staring off into the middle distance, and which yeah. I love for her.
Yeah.
She built a whole career on that.
It's like Claire Forlani did the same thing,
exactly.
where she does a lot of like, you know, again, you can't see me on the radio, but she does a lot of like, pouting and wincing at the same time, like
yeah,
like,
yeah. John That's Early calls away, it. Actually. I think specifically about Meg Ryan, he calls it sweater acting. You know, where you're like, you like have
oh.
your sweater, and you're
yeah,
like, mm-hmm.
yeah,
and it's like a little bit.
Who
cold.
Says that?
Yeah.
John Early, one of my favorite comedians, an absolute genius. Anyway, sorry. So Nick Cage, of course, is like, I'm in love with Meg Ryan. I'm going to fall to earth. He does it, and so this like very stoic kind of like, you know, she can't stop staring at his eyes, man. Turns into the goofiest mother F. He is skipping down the street, singing a crazy. He cannot help but be Nick Cage
yeah.
after that. He finally
yeah.
is like, okay, I
He's
did
like,
the thing.
I gotta do my thing.
I gotta do my thing.
You,
he
you had me in your movie.
So goofy where I'm like,
you
she
had
doesn't.
Me in your movie is exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Like, you put me in the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, I'm in this movie. I'm going to be Nick Cage.
I'm a Coppola.
You
can
exactly.
do what I want.
Exactly. Like, he becomes so goofy and, like, I think he's saying it as, like, little kid-like because he's, like, just been born.
Yeah.
But he becomes this absolute maniac where I'm like, she doesn't like this version. She doesn't
yeah.
know this version of you at all.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Right? Well, okay, so
well, it goes back to
that's another
baby.
Thing that could have been more interesting in Meet Joe Black where at the end he's like, to Anthony Hopkins, he's like, I'm in love with her. She's in love with me. I'm going to take her with me. And he's like, you can't do that. That's not love. Like, you don't, she doesn't know who you are. She,
yeah.
he never like tells
yeah,
her what he,
go.
Like, he's like, she doesn't know who you are.
Love is knowing.
She doesn't know where she's going. She loves you too. So she'll want to leave with you, but she doesn't know anything. And that's not,
Amanda,
and the
if
Jamaican
I'm hearing
lady
you,
says the same thing. She's like, that's not love, babe.
If I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying actually the surface level of the sexual fireworks of the paranormal, like difference
yeah.
is just, that only gets you so far. But for love,
yeah.
you got to truly know
who a person is.
Who a person is.
Well, that's why we get, like, it all starts with what? Like Beauty and the Beast or whatever, where it's like you got to fall in love with the Beast.
That's a paranormal
one. You have
one.
To truly love somebody through.
Yeah.
And then you get the good stuff.
Well, that's a tell really as old time.
Oh, my God. We cut his mic immediately. And that's enough.
Mute it.
Yeah. No, you're still going. Don't worry. You're having your own conversation over there. That's really beautiful. I had a Beauty and the Beast type movie that
We got a little bit of time.
Well, because you asked us to prepare a question.
Yeah.
Or sorry, you asked us to prepare an answer to some of your questions that you ask guests.
Yeah. Which and we can or we don't no, have no, no. to. You'll
but
be guests
in,
again.
In answer or in trying to answer that, I remembered that one of my first and favorite movies as a child was a paranormal romance.
Yes.
And I went, wow, it's all happening. It's all coming in. It's a Russian movie that you will love, that you have to watch. You will like it too. And I wonder if your mom has seen it. It came out in 78. Okay. So she would have been but I don't know if it came across out of the Iron Curtain. It's called An Ordinary Miracle.
Okay.
And it's about a wizard who decides as a little way to amuse his wife, he turns a bear into the most beautiful man I'd ever seen. And probably to this day have ever seen in my life.
Is it animated?
No, it's live action. And he turns him into a bear and he puts like the spell on it where he turns the bear into a man.
Yeah.
And he will only turn back into a bear if a princess falls in love with him.
Whoa.
And kisses him. And Whoa. So he, and then he, you know, through magic makes this king come to his house and he brings his daughter. The daughter falls in love. And then it's like, if she kisses him, he'll turn back into
it's tragic.
It's
like Buffy
and
Angel,
beautiful.
Babe.
It was also 100. Yeah. It was made in 78. And so it's got this like, you know how there was like that medieval revival thing that happened in the 70s?
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Thank you, Peter.
Yes.
Just pulled up the poster.
It looks like all of the straight to video movies that I loved as a kid. Like that cover does.
I can't tell you how beautiful
the man
and
is.
And the princess, and she rides in on this horse and the scene. It's like, it just feels like a play, like all the painted sets. And because it was like I was saying, this like medieval, you can't tell what year it's really set in. So they're like wearing kind of medieval clothing, like, but then he's wearing like he'll have like a medieval kind of peasant shirt on and then a cowboy hat and flares. And he's riding across, you know, with the horse across the countryside. And you're like, that was my, I will say, sexual awakening.
Yeah.
Was actually a paranormal.
I cannot wait
romance.
To watch this. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube with subtitles, but the subtitles aren't very good on YouTube. And I'm going to try to find a DVD copy because it's also such a funny movie. It's truly very funny. And
so you have to have good subtitles to understand
subtitles aren't right
the jokes.
On the version that I rewatched last night in preparation for this.
I mean, the paranormal romance starts young.
Look at her. Look at this princess. And
princess.
The wizard who, and he's kind of in love with her too.
See that princess.
Hold on. I'm going to find a good photo.
I mean,
of her.
Beauty and the Beast as a kid, like I thought the Beast was attractive.
Of course.
Yeah.
She fell in love with him.
I mean, they didn't. That wasn't, I don't think, by mistake.
No.
And that's the cartoon?
That's the cartoon. Yeah. I thought it was sexy.
Yeah.
I do think.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Right? They always do.
Yeah. And
they
I think there's probably people that found the candlestick sexy and the wardrobe.
Everyone,
yeah.
There was something for everyone.
100%.
A big tent.
Really
that's right.
was something for everyone.
That's
movie.
Why that movie's so good.
Like,
it's so good.
Yeah.
That's a funny little
And like,
clock.
If you kind of were in love with Gaston, like that says a lot about you and what's going on with you and your relationships.
It's like zodiac signs.
100.
Yeah. Or D&D alignments.
Yeah. Definitely.
Just in terms of the level of, I'm going to say it, nerdiness.
Yeah. Exactly.
Of the sort of, kink zodiac that the various alive pieces of the Beast's mansion were.
What are you
going
to blossom?
Gorgeous.
What weird little freak are you going to blossom into when you get a little older?
Yeah, like, oh, that, yeah, again, that clock likes
you.
To dance.
I feel like I was most
That's nice.
I think I was most sexually attracted in Beauty and the Beast to her ladder that was in her library. So, what is that? Like that to me, that's like not anthropomorphic at all. But I was like, if I could just have that, everything would be fixed.
Yeah. No, no. I mean,
you know,
everybody
has the ladder. Everybody
thinks about the ladder on
the
walls.
That
the huge library.
Very horny for the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't.
Yeah, interesting. To be clear, though, that didn't like have a face and a
song.
That's
what I'm saying. Not anthropomorphic at all.
Right.
It was just like, I really want to have
you're
the
like,
ladder
that's
in the books.
Yeah. What it means to have made it.
Yeah, and to feel
what's
satisfied.
Funny, what's
yeah.
interesting about that concept is that you're like, well, if the clock's going to come alive, that ladder, I like the way that ladder looks.
I don't think it was like,
what
thinking,
are we doing there?
I was thinking,
why
who
not
needs
the
clock when you could have when you could have a room full of books too?
Yeah,
and,
a room full of books
by yourself.
This ladder that I keep thinking about.
She didn't have a bad gig. She's pretty good.
No,
like,
also,
yeah, her dad was in prison, but like he got out.
Her dad
fine.
Was in prison.
Kind that of, was the whole deal. Is like her dad was thrown in the slammer
for what again?
Oh, I don't remember. It's been since childhood.
They don't
since
really
an abolitionist movie, I guess.
But he, and then the deal is like, okay, you have to go work at the scary castle,
and then he'll get released.
Yeah,
with the rose
exactly.
and the petal.
Because there's the mean buff guy,
Gaston.
Yeah,
and there's got to be someone for whom that guy really did it.
Oh, for
I mean,
sure.
I think most people.
Well, like, there's definitely people who grew up like being attracted to like bullies. You know what I mean? Like the meanie.
Yeah.
Like I also thought that Scar from Lion King was really sexy.
Because
but
it's
that's
Jeremy
Irons. Jeremy
Irons. Thanks, boy. Let's say that.
Again, they also know, right?
They know.
That's interesting.
Have you seen Stealing Beauty?
No.
Very. He's very sick in that, but he's very handsome.
I mean, he's sick in a lot of stuff. He's a sicko.
No, sorry, like ill. Like he's like an old sick man.
Oh, I was
like kind
like,
of perverted Lolita towards. Like, well, it is because it's like young Liv Tyler.
Yeah,
and he's definitely like they have like a thing, an emotional thing.
Mm. And
but
oh God,
he's
what's
old
the other
and sick.
One? Dead Ringers.
I've never seen Dead Ringers.
Where he plays identical twin guy.
Oh,
yeah,
of
the Cronenberg movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I was going to say, does Crash count as paranormal romance? No, because they
no,
just have,
it's not
it's
paranormal.
Horniness.
It's just weird kinks. Which
it's just
yes.
cars.
Is maybe
it's
the next
cars.
One. Maybe it's our next crossover.
But they are kind of in love with the car, though.
They're in love with the crash.
The spirit
crash.
Of it.
You're right. You're right.
Which is not the car. It's the space between the two cars.
And
oh,
the space that shrinks
God.
Between the two cars, right. Specifically.
When they hit each other.
Now I know what you're into.
Yeah, not that I know anything about it. It's just literally about the friction and tension between the two cars as they collide together.
And the smell and the sound.
And the smell of the gasoline God. And the...
Yeah.
What?
No, I mean, whatever.
Or whatever. Or
oh
I'm not sure.
Holly Hunter in that movie, I'll never forget.
Unbelievable.
The first car crash where like they see each other through the windshields and
yeah.
she just pulls her
boob
out.
It's
amazing.
Yeah.
That movie is so
quite
funny. And it's
funny
because it makes I don't want to say it makes no sense, but like there's other parts where you're like, oh yeah, yeah, like, okay, like I can see the excitement and the thrill at the, but when she just pulls the boob out, it's crazy. It's
I mean, that
so
movie
many,
doesn't really
many,
make any sense. It's just really funny. And I feel like a lot of people don't go in being like, I'm here to watch a comedy.
And it's okay to laugh at it. But how many paranormal romance films would be changed if at the moment that the love interest saw like the paranormal lover exposed a breast, just like, oh, there's a werewolf.
Oh.
Here's a breast.
Yeah,
like
that's what I
like. Sort of, if they all played the Crash game.
So
anyway,
did
that's
you
a question for maybe next?
I
time.
Feel like we don't have a lot of time. Because
no,
I spoke
don't.
A lot. But do you have another movie that you just want to just say?
Yeah, maybe let's bang out our. Well, first of all, I want to say I love that we went with an angel theme.
Yeah,
absolutely
all, like,
wonderful.
I did not expect that. At all.
I'm
I was like,
shocked.
Wow, these guys, like when I thought I was still going to watch City of Angels, I was like, these guys are going to be so stunned when I like, I'm like, I got an angel double feature. Like,
that's exactly what we did.
I just
we
was
did
like,
the most obvious
okay,
thing.
So, I'm so good.
Yeah.
I watched a little John Carpenter movie called Starman. Starring
Whoa.
Jeff Bridges and
Whoa.
Karen Allen.
Whoa.
You ever seen Starman?
No. We need another hour.
Yeah.
How do
no.
you guys do this in an hour?
It's in well.
I could talk
we
to about
lost
movies.
20 minutes.
I know,
but
I could talk to you about movies all night long.
I know. Well, usually what we do is we keep talking about them after the show across the street. So
that's really cute. And so if you want to hear, the tail end of these conversations, we'll meet you at Hemlock.
What else did you guys watch?
That's it for me.
That's
Amazing.
All I watched. Those two movies.
I watched Starman, and I watched a little. I think it's a made-for-TV movie with Sherilyn Fenn from Twin Peaks called Meridian. Which
Whoa.
Is a bit more up my street because it's
Whoa.
About making love to a beast man, except it's a bad movie.
Beast
but
man. I just
it's still fun.
There's so many Russian movies that are like this.
Yeah.
There's an amphibian movie that I watched a lot when I was younger.
They have one for everyone. Like,
you're
like,
right. They were like, pick your.
Or
yeah,
air.
Yeah. They were like, do you want a bear?
Bird man,
oh, you want
a reptile man. You want waterman. Like,
what was up with us? I don't know. All right.
I mean, I think we got to go, sadly, but...
This was the most fun I've had in so long.
I know.
Thanks it's for giving us some homework to do, too, because I'm so glad I watched those movies back-to-back in preparation for this.
You're
but
so good.
We should all go see Wings of Desire on a big screen, because I think it deserves that.
You know, it's bound to happen soon with all these repertory
Community
screenings.
Theater, are you listening?
Tune in. put it on this big screen.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys so much for coming on air. I love you both